With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Two Democrats are seeking their party's nomination in the 3rd Congressional District. That includes Calhoun, Barry, and Ionia counties, as well as most of Kent and part of Montcalm counties. Kathy Albro hopes to win the Democratic primary in August and challenge Republican Congressman Justin Amash in November. Kathy Albro, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me on today.
Tell us about yourself and what you would like to do if you're elected to Congress.
Well, I've been a teacher most of my adult life. And first I was a teacher of children, and then for 13 years, a teacher of teachers in schools all over the country. And in 1981, I also opened two small businesses, a childcare center and then a toy store to help subsidize that childcare center because I knew that most parents can't afford to pay for quality childcare. So with that under my belt, I decided to run for Congress. People, I believe, have lost faith in their government. And the tipping point for me to run for Congress was when I learned all about the dark money that influences the decisions in our government. And I want to renew that faith in our government and work to solve our challenges for the people and not for profits.
What would you do?
So
specifically on dark money, what should be done given, Supreme Court decisions like Citizens United? What should Congress do to try to counteract that and at least let us know who's contributing?
Well, I think transparency is a big part of that. We need to know who is contributing and how much, and then follow the money to see who it's influencing. We know that we're learning with the NRA and with fossil fuel companies and with privatization of schools and prisons. And I mean, the list is long. We know how money, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, money influences the decisions in Washington. And it's not usually the best decisions for most of the people in this country.
So you have a background as an educator. What would you want to see the federal government do when it comes to education? How would you want to change policy there?
Well, as I worked with the teachers all over the country, from Appalachia to Mississippi and reservations in the Southwest, and most recently in Flint, I witnessed the horrible inequities that our educational system has. And the children who need the most actually get the least, a lot less. And so I would want a Department of Education that holds states accountable for investing in all of our children, so they all have a chance for the opportunity to succeed in life. And children can't learn to their potential when they live in poverty. And many of these children are suffering from poverty. They need to be sleeping in their own bed, eating nutritious food, receiving good health care, and their families need more time together. And parents are working long hours just to provide for those basic needs.
Well, that obviously gets us a little bit away from education, but what does the government do to address issues of poverty and, basically keeping the family unit together?
Well, first of all, I believe we need to raise the minimum wage to a livable wage. It's just impossible to be living even at $10, $12 an hour and providing for a family unless you're working more than 40 hours a week, many more than 40 hours a week. So, and I also believe that families need paid vacation time and family and sick time, which most don't get in minimum wage type jobs. So we have a lot to do in that area. And I also believe in healthcare for all. We should be working on a plan so that as soon as possible, we have a single payer system and everybody is covered. And there's a focus on wellness. Country.
Livable wage. What would you say a livable wage is? Where should we try to get the minimum to?
Well, I think the research is showing that in this part of Michigan, it's about $16 or $17 an hour for a 40-hour work week.
But of course, if you're in Congress, you'd be trying to work on a national level. So where do you think it should be nationally?
Well, I would maybe look at regional livable wages. So in San Francisco, for example, it is much higher, more costly to live than it would be here in Calhoun County. So it would vary, in my estimation. It would vary from region to region, state to state.
How would you get to a healthcare system that covers everybody, and how would that be paid for?
Well, it won't be easy, but we do have experience with Medicare, and we know how other countries are successfully implementing their single-payer system. And we do pay for our medical insurance right now. We either pay our employers or we pay premiums. We pay deductibles, copays, pharmaceuticals, all kinds of other healthcare expenses that we wouldn't have if we had a single-payer system. So it's a transfer of funding, and taxes would pay for it, but then we wouldn't have all the extra expenses that we're paying now, and would actually be lower than what we're paying now. So we know that this works in other countries.
You mentioned being a small business owner. What can the government do to improve the climate for small businesses?
Well, I had the benefit as a woman business owner opening a childcare center. It was difficult to get a bank loan. So the SBA, a federally government-supported program, was helping me to in many stages of the growth through my business. I think 3 or 4 times I received an SBA guaranteed loan to grow my business. And so I think that we need to be investing in small business owners. There are lots of great ideas out there, but not the capital to bring those ideas to fruition. And I think that would help strengthen a lot of communities in this country if there were more small businesses and employing local people.
Kathy Albro, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Kathy Albro is running for the Democratic nomination in the 3rd Congressional District. That includes Calhoun, Barry, and Ionia counties, as well as part of Kent and also part of Montcalm County. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.